This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Today at a Veterans Resource Fair in Concord, groups dedicated to helping veterans gathered on the campus of NHTI. Of course, it was also Election Day, so that meant a lot of political talk, even in a year when veterans' issues never rose to the top of candidates' agendas. Here in the Student Center, students mill about before class. One tinkers with a piano in the corner. In this rotunda, where all the tables for the organizations are set up, is where we met Greg Card. He's living in Concord, and he's a student at NHTI. He retired from the Army after a decade of service, but he still has friends who serve, and he worries about them. He says he wished the candidates spelled out when, specifically, his military brothers could come home.
It's hard to give somebody a mission and then not give them an end-all. I'm a visual arts major. If you ask me to draw your picture, but you don't give me any idea of what you're looking for, I have no idea what you want. So you're telling them to complete a mission, but they have no end goal. What is the end goal? Do you know what the end goal is? Because I don't know what it is.
Bill Zarakotis is another veteran concerned about those who are still serving. He works for Liberty House in Manchester, which supports homeless veterans. He says he thinks the military has gotten far too small.
We're in big trouble with regard to our military and the environment that we're in globally right now. We've got a lot of enemies out there, and we're not really prepared to handle it militarily, and that's another key issue, I think.
Zarakotis says the government's primary responsibility is to defend the country.
And all these other issues are secondary, unless you can defend yourself and defend your borders.
We believe in the NRA.
That's Judy Zarakotis, Bill's wife.
We do. We believe in people having guns, not the criminals, and most of them steal guns anyway, but people need to protect themselves, unfortunately, in this world that we're in today. There's too many wild guys out there. ISIS is over here. You need to have guns to protect yourself.
Bill and Judy Zarakotis say they support Donald Trump, who has pledged to beef up the military and destroy ISIS. John Kroller also supports Trump. He's a national recruiter for the VFW living in Bedford. He served in Taiwan in the 1950s. He says he likes Trump's plan to help veterans.
His plan is to rebuild the military and to resolve some of the major issues associated with our VA medical centers. Fortunately, we have a great one here in Manchester, but there are many, many problems at the major facilities around the country need to be fixed.
Jim Varrell is a Korean War vet from Concord. Today he's wearing a baseball cap with the word Korea embroidered on the back. He says he noticed that the candidates didn't talk much about veterans, but he says at least this year, when the candidates did speak about veterans, they were respectful. That hasn't always been the case.
Before, veterans were looking, Vietnam, terrible. Korea was not much better. But today, veterans being taken care of a lot more than they ever were before.
Varrell says when it comes to choosing a president, his choice will be the lesser of two evils.
There hasn't been much there, but I'll be very happy, and I'm sure most people will, when this thing is over.
It's a sentiment that you don't have to be a veteran to share. All this month, NHPR is sharing stories of veterans in the Granite State. Tune in next Tuesday for a story about a veteran who has made it through New Hampshire's Veterans Court Program. This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello.